How do you know when it's time to scale your business? I mean, it sounds like a really simple thing, doesn't it? But it's not. And the reason I know that this is a bit of a struggle for a lot of people is because it was a struggle for me. I've had several businesses over the last 20 years, and I remember the last one, I didn't know whether to scale or stop. That's a true story. Why did I think about stopping? Because I'd fallen out of love with it. I'd built it to such a level that I had staff, and I was literally redundant in my own business. I had turnover that allowed me to not have to think about money. I wasn't doing the thing in my previous business that gave me the joy, gave me that satisfaction and fulfillment. And so I'd fallen out of love with it. So I thought I had to get rid of it. But actually, it could have been that I needed to shift it, change it, scale it, rethink it, reimagine it. And if I'd have done that, well, who knows where I'd have been today. But as it was, I allowed it to just make me feel shit. It dragged me down. It ate into my soul, started to kill my fire and passion for life. I started to really resent the business. Have you got this going on? Do you understand what I'm talking about? And it doesn't even mean it's not successful, because sometimes the business is very successful, but you're just not feeling it. It's a bit like having a relationship where someone adores you and loves you and thinks you're amazing. You're just not feeling it. And if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. And so I look back at that part of myself and think, actually, I did the right thing. But actually, if I'd have thought about it maybe 12 months before, I could have done something differently. I could have put myself back in the business. I could have worked out which part of the business I really, really enjoyed and which parts I hated, and to get myself back in that way. As it was, I let it all go. Completely, I burnt it to the ground and started again. £250,000 business. Crazy, right? Some people have thought I was totally and utterly crazy, including me at times. I'd spent 5 years building this business and this team, and I literally just beautifully and effortlessly got rid of the whole thing and started again. As it turned out, the rest is history. It's been the best thing that could have happened to me. But actually, how do you know whether it's time to let it go or to scale? Where are the telltale signs? Do you feel every day, oh God, I've got to go to work, I've got to do this, I've got to do that? Are you in the got to or must do? I call it masturbating. I must do that, I must do this. Or are you in the I get to, I'm excited to, I want to stage? And if you're not in the I get to and I want to and isn't it exciting stage, can you be? Is there a way that you can change and scale your business, or put yourself into different parts of it, or liven it up and change it so that it does feel like it's yours and it feels completely and utterly passion driven and purpose led? Because that's what most of us want, really. I mean, some people just want to make money, but they're probably not my people, and you're probably not listening to this if you're that person, because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of coaches out there that will just teach you how to make money. But let me tell you, making money didn't really do it for me. I've done the making money and bought boats and houses and Porsches and built them and had all the beautiful holidays and had all the amazing weekends and spent thousands in casinos. I've done all of the stuff, eaten at the best restaurants, drunk the finest champagne. But none of it filled me up the way that watching somebody break through their shit, have that euphoria of moving forward in their life and bringing joy to themselves. That is what I live for now. The rest of it, well, I like to have nice things, don't get me wrong. I'm a bit of a Ted Baker addict. But for me, that transformational part rather than the transactional part is what I live for. So what do you live for? What is it you value highly? Is it time for you to look at how you can change your model, change yourself, change the business, change the client offering, change the clients, so that actually you can fall back in love with your business again? Or let's get rid of it, shift it, change it, and create an absolutely brilliant new one. And if you want any of those things, then my mastermind is the place to do that. She thrives. Because otherwise you're just striving or surviving rather than thriving. So in there, you'll understand exactly what's going on for you. You'll get clarity. You'll get that connection to yourself, to others, to your purpose. Understand exactly what you should be doing and get the courage and confidence to go out and do it. And that's what I'm here for. That's what my passion is. That's my purpose. And I'm so glad I found it, because my recruitment agency gave me loads of money and at the beginning satisfaction of helping people find their career. But now my She Thrives Mastermind, oh, and my She Coaches NLP Deep Structure Coach certification, helps them completely and utterly change their lives and other people's. So if that's the kind of thing you're after, then reach out to me and I'll be very happy to have a conversation with you.